fucked up what Sean just said.
Yeah, him, Sean dude. Made a very off-color joke.
He broke Derek.
And you know what? No. I'd like to expose the bigot on the set and let him repeat what he said so he can publicly declare what he thinks.
Sean just said some fucked up shit. And now he's going to repeat it for your virgin ears.
Time to pay the piper.
You've probably never heard.
I can feel the heat coming probably off never, the steam.
You've never heard somebody so white say something so fucked up.
I shouldn't say it.
You probably shouldn't.
Go ahead. Let the privilege speak.
Go ahead, Pillsbury. Lay it on him.
Theme song.
Oh, fuck you. I've been working overtime. But I can't get you off my mind. I'd sleep in pouring rain. When will you come home again? Spinning like the gravitron when I was just a kid. I always thought that things would change, but they never did. So okay. are you gonna
come clean?
Yeah. It was about people at the fair.
Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and just expose him myself. He was at the fair before the podcast tonight.
Yeah.
And we asked what he ate, and he made a joke. He said, deep fried cum.
I know. Crickets, right? That's in poor taste.
Disgusting.
That's exactly what
it's
I
crickets
said.
Now.
All we wanted to know,
10 minutes ago.
All we wanted to know was what, you know, disgusted. Did you have a hot dog? Did you have a potato?
But cum?
And deep fried cum.
Hey, the fair's getting weird this year. I mean,
yeah, but here
like,
we are, number
like,
one video game podcast.
Like there was some man coming all over the deep fryer at the fair,
so,
and he was shooting his ropes.
I don't know how it got there.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know how fresh it was.
It
spurted
into boiling oil.
He was shooting his ropes into the bubbly oil, and then they pull out what you think is a funnel cake.
Ew.
Oh, it wouldn't
that's
look
not
like
powdered
that.
Sugar. It's cum cake.
Well, it funneled out, but it wasn't out of cake.
It's a that's gross. Not a glaze.
Funnel cock.
It's not a deep glaze like you want.
You cock guys cake. Are really bringing it down, talking about cum.
So anyway.
We're talking about cums and we're talking about cock.
Whether it's fried or fresh, I don't know what's wrong with that. So hopefully sit and think about what you did.
I'm not saying anything was wrong with it. I'm saying that.
It tasted good.
Is it
so deep, you loved it.
Deep fried. Cum. Wasn't the way I would normally eat it.
Yeah. And
how do you normally eat cum?
You gotta eat it fresh.
Fresh from the source. Fresh from the source. It's just like yogurt. I don't bother with the cup. I just go to the machine.
So this, wow. Yogurtland loves
a great start.
You know what I mean? You pull the valve.
I know, bro.
He pulls that valve.
Yeah, you know? You just go straight to the source.
The yogurt valve.
Anyway, check out oatmeal raisin. The best flavor.
Sometimes before I pull the yogurt valve, you know, I go to like a yogurt shop and there's valves. Well, there's a yogurt valve that you pull, but there's nozzles and there's pressurized to get the yogurt to come out. So before I pull the valve, I'm usually like twisting
the nozzles, get the
making sure the nozzles are up. Yeah. I'm checking the gauges. I'm twisting them before pulling the valve.
Sometimes I like, you know, they have the sample valve so you can just check the flavor out.
So again,
what this one.
Checks the flavor before he adjusts the nozzles and then he pulls the valve.
Then I
the yogurt
pull the valve
out.
And it's soft serve city.
And if you are picturing a genital piece right now, shame on you.
Shame on you, because, hey, let me hit you with a dose of reality. We didn't say anything vulgar.
No.
And you're the one who, your mind filled in all those blanks.
We use medical
terms. So you're fucked up, not me.
We are talking about yogurt. Yeah. Your mind is fucked up.
It's like we were. It's like when we were at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I think it was at Disneyland, but maybe you
I know
remember the story.
We were leaving Disneyland saying S-A-D.
And I think Derek or somebody was saying, hey, S-A-D, M-F, or, you know, all these abbreviated things. Because they didn't want to curse in front of children.
That's true.
S-M-D, M-F.
Yeah.
And a woman went, shame on you saying that in front of my kids. Shame on you. And it was, immediately it was, sorry. But then it was the thought set in of,
well, if your kid knows what that means, you're a bad parent.
Yeah. Well, how does the kid know the letters?
you tell me, lady.
Who taught your kid the dirty alphabet?
I didn't learn SMD till probably sophomore year of college.
Yeah. Wow, that's late.
I'm a late bloomer.
Late bloomer. You didn't learn your acronyms. Do you know what
AFK means?
Do you know what DGAF means?
Oh, God. Do not give a fuck, right?
Yep, do not give a fuck.
DGAF.
Yeah, I learned
do
that
not
one.
Give a fuck.
I learned that one.
What's
back
AFK
in college
mean?
Too.
Away from keyboard. Do you know
is that what it means?
Yeah. Do you know what? No.
I thought it was Ask for Kisses.
TCFW. Do you know what TCFW?
That's a yogurt place.
You know what TCFW means?
TCFW. No, no. Is that means... not a yogurt? TCY by Tree?
No, yeah, it's a yogurt.
TCFW is too cool for work.
Oh, that's not me. Getting paid today.
That's me, baby.
He said it, not me.
That's me.
Asking for kisses.
AFK, asking
you never
for
asked,
kisses.
You guys never ask for kisses?
Sorry, AFK right now.
Dude, I'm all about asking for kisses.
Sorry, asking for kisses right now. Use the hashtag ask for kisses. You know, tweet at someone you like.
Use the hashtag ask for kisses.
Ask for kisses.
Ask for kisses.
Ask for kisses.
That's like
ask for kisses. Now we all said it.
Toys for Tots, but
ask for kisses. Yeah.
This is just like Toys for Tots.
It probably helps.
The more generous.
The tots like it better. I got an ass. You got a kiss.
Yeah.
Come here, tot.
Yeah, the tots like that a lot. They're right at eye level.
What do you think?
I don't know. I kind of tuned in late into that joke.
All right, I'll recap it.
I'm not sure if
I'll recap it. All the poor kids out there could kiss my ass.
That's true.
Oh.
That's what he was saying.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm still not on board.
They
you agree with that?
Well, Robert said they deserve to. I'm not saying they deserve
no,
it.
No, I think
you know
do.
What? Life
why be a poor kid? Be a rich kid.
Exactly. Hey.
Stupid.
Did the poor kids ever think about saving their money?
Did the homeless ever think about moving into a home?
Just fuck that. They're out there. Just fucking any direction you look, there's a house.
Oh, well, man.
We're killing it tonight, guys.
We are.
We are. All right.
Well, take care, everybody. I want to say thanks to our sponsors.
I'm sure they'll say thanks to us.
Yep.
Well,
thank you.
Are they still around? Oh, they are.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
For tonight.
They're not
you.
Watching.
Check out our sponsors.
Check
Loot
out
Crate.
LootCrate.com/Mega64.
If you were homeless and you signed up for Loot Crate every month, you get another brick to your palace mailed to you. And
yeah.
Then.
Where does it go?
A brick, huh?
Where does it go?
The bush you
Eric,
live? I don't know.
You lay the bricks. You take every loot crate that you get, that's
no, but
one
he's asking,
brick.
He's asking where they send
it to.
How do they send it to you?
Oh, you know, you got a
whatever
P.O.
box.
P.O. box.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't need a house to have a mailbox.
Yeah.
Well, it's like in the first Ninja Turtles movie when they order a pizza, they pick a street address and they're just waiting. They got a 20 shoved through the manhole.
The grate there, yeah. There
remember
a,
the guy walks up, 122 and an 8? 122 and an 8.
There's a homeless man who lives at our post office, in the post office, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah,
so
he's
just a man.
He sleeps
he's
not in there.
He sleeps in there, and so when I'm dropping off you know, merch at like 2 in the morning, and he's in the corner.
You're waking him up.
Looking at me, and I try to be friendly, because it's scary.
Listen to songs at him, or?
No, I don't do that.
You
but
don't?
I go, hey, how's it going? Whatever, he's looking at me, and he doesn't say anything ever, and that makes it just worse, just...
He thinks about
like
eating you.
Then why are you talking to him?
Because
well,
he's there.
Let me add to the mystery.
I want to ask.
Let me add to the mystery.
Yeah.
Just real fast.
I'm ready for all of it.
I've been to this post office really late at night 1,000 times, and I've never seen anybody in there.
I got
so,
your back.
I believe.
I have,
Garrett has seen him.
When I used to do merch, I ran into that guy.
Okay.
I believe that he's there, but why do you let him off the hook? If you say, how's it going, and he doesn't respond, you just stop saying stuff? Now you're being awkward.
I'm just like,
yeah,
I feel shitty.
You're supposed to keep talking.
I'm
sure
like,
he
knows
you.
Maybe
I'm talking
you.
To you.
Yeah.
Buddy, how's it going?
I'm
maybe.
Just,
hi. Hello.
You know what?
Okay, he's approaching him like that. I wouldn't
hi.
Respond to that either.
You didn't lull him into a sense of safety and security with the theme that you like to whistle
no,
so often.
No. When I see him, I go like extra cool.
Oh,
so
wow.
He
what's that
like?
Holy shit.
Does it look like having two pairs of candy cigarettes?
He's like,
you're like
rolling
what's
up
extra cool?
Mongo just shook his head no quietly.
Show me extra cool, Sean.
No, it's just, you know, like, hey, dude, how's it going?
You
like
put
that?
A cigarette in your mouth
I
and
would
say
it.
Now you're cool. Yeah.
That's
like James
fucking
Dean.
Cool.
Now you're cool.
Oh, hey, dude, how's it going? See, don't mind me. I've got to drop these shitload of shirts. You do your thing, I'm going to do my thing, but just please don't stab me.
He can relate. You're a fellow cigarette smoker.
Yeah.
Hey, that can I see one of those?
Yeah.
That that reminds me of Derek and I were in a play in Christian Community Theater once, and there was a guy who was like he couldn't have been older than 18 maybe, who just started smoking cigarettes, and he was outside. Yeah, just letting everybody know rehearsal's in an hour.
You can tell how long somebody's been smoking by how vertical their exhale is.
Yeah.
Somebody who's been smoking for 50 years, they don't need to show off that they're smoking.
Exactly.
In fact, they probably want to hide it. So when they smoke, they exhale like into their coat.
Just make them smell even shittier.
Yeah. This dude, shoulders back, chin straight up. And then he would like flap his wings as he exhaled.
Yeah, he was acting.
That's
like
how I vape.
He was acting like every cigarette was fucking Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Hey, at the fair now, they have signs over saying this is a smoke and vape free facility. You can't vape.
Wait, little vape boy.
Yeah. You didn't bring your vape with you when you went to the fair today?
I didn't.
You left it at home.
I left it.
All right, but you know what? I see all this hot water and vapor is coming off the hot. So steam is where do we draw the line when we say there's no vapor allowed in the fairgrounds?
Maybe it's the flavor. What if you have unflavored vapor?
What if I have a what if I have a cup of tea? Is that too much vapor?
Uh-oh. Yeah, you just vape.
I think we need to take a stand against this.
What if I pour nicotine juice into my tea and then I huff it to get my nicotine
fix?
No
vaping, dude.
Am I vaping?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I don't know.
Bullshit.
I didn't make the sign. Of
we should.
I will be vaping at the fair this year. I will be vaping.
Come fight him
in defiance.
You know what? The first place I ever saw the vapor cigarette was at the fair. Was at the Del Mar.
You know
fair.
What? Still there. Really? I think you're right. Yeah. That was the early adopter, the fairground.
Because they always have those like boots that are selling like next year's tech.
I bet. Yeah. I bet they still sell those too.
You know what?
Yeah, but you can't smoke it. There.
If you want to stop Derek from vaping. You're going to have to go through me, because I stand up for vapor's rights.
That's right. Vapor's rights. I'm a vapist.
Unite.
Watch out. You might get vaped if you're at the fair this year.
Ooh.
All right.
You're going to have to get your carburizer rebuilt if you want to fucking keep up with Derek, bro.
What do you mean not working out, Rocco?
I just don't think that bit quite landed the way that you probably want.
I disagree. Slam dunk.
So be it. So be it. We will see.
This side likes it. It's getting around.
The coming days will tell.
Tuesday. Yeah. Moving right off the killer bit, we do have another sponsor.
Yeah.
Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Kickapoo Joy Juice. If you want to drink the sweet nectar of Kickapoo Joy Juice, the best soda ever devised, again, hashtag fuck Coke. Go ahead and go to drinkkickapoo.com and order it there. You'd order it on Amazon. Look up Kickapoo on there, and it's on there. Follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter, and you could follow their Kickapoo updates. Their soda. Where can I get a soda? The Twitter will let you know.
You want to make Kickapoo the number one drink on Amazon.com. Let's make that a reality.
Yeah.
Get yourself a Kickapoo. If you haven't tried Kickapoo at this point, we've been talking this drink up for weeks.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're missing.
You don't even know.
Try it out.
Yeah. Do
try
your tongue out. A fucking favor
and
get a Kickapoo.
Can I get it at Come and Go?
Yeah.
Okay, gross.
Jeez, grow up.
I just wanted to bring it around full circle.
I don't know what you're saying, but
I don't know what that means.
I saw a place the other day nearby that was called Cup and Go. I almost wanted to pull up and ask, but it was coffee. Fuck them.
Poo Feast, or maybe it's Feist. In the chat is asking, is Kickapoo like Faygo? No, it's not. It's much. I've had Faygo, honestly. I've had Faygo and I've had Kickapoo. I like Kickapoo way better than Faygo.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Faygo's
Faygo's
a little bit of a joke.
Faygo
and, I'm going to say it.
Faygo's got a little bit of a cheap taste. Like, the flavors are there, but it's got that funky aftertaste. Kickapoo is good.
Order at work, they order all these sodas and everything, and the root beer, the only root beer that they order is Faygo. There are no other Faygo sodas that they order, just root beer.
Huh.
So, if I see anyone drinking them,
Yeah.
Nice. I've never seen anyone. No one there is family.
No disrespect to the family, but I'm saying, Faygo's pretty low rank compared to the shining Kickapoo here.
If you drink Faygo, you go woo-woo family. I guess Kickapoo is the opposite of that, so
I think you put your M's up if you're in...
You feed it. Let's go, not woo-woo. No? What's the opposite of woo-woo?
Oh.
Okay, so if you're drinking Faygo, it's woo-woo family. If you're drinking Kickapoo, it's enemy.
Enemy.
Enemy. So crack a can.
Someone's
open.
Gonna put a beat to that. It's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be fucking. I can't wait to sell a thousand Kickapoos.
The Derek remix. You're right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Were you
that,
to speak?
All that cum backed up in your throat
from
the stare.
Garrett.
What? Sorry. I just. You guys got my interest peaked. I said
crazy week. Actually, we should talk about the video that we put out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say we had one more sponsor, and that is ourselves. Shop.mega64.com. Support us. Kickapoo's great. And the other company is good too. But we're the best. So go to shop.mega64.com. Support what really matters to you. Support Mega 64. Yeah. We fucking need it.
We still have metal 64 shirts are still on sale.
Yeah.
Those are there. The neon shirts are still back. All that stuff is on sale. Get anything you get does support us, so we thank you for that. But what we put out this week, unless there's anything else to say about that.
No,
what we put out this week was an exciting look behind the scenes at, as you know, a week ago we did a video with Iga, the creator of Castlevania, Symphony of the Night. He's got a new game, Kickstarted, Bloodstained. Have you heard about the close of the Kickstarter?
Is it over officially?
It closed. It finally ended. 5.7 million.
Oh,
highest funded video game on Kickstarter.
So it was a failure. Oh, wasn't a failure.
That is a world record.
Asked for half a million, got 5.7.
That is fucking awesome.
Now we'll see if we ever see a game.
I think they can come through.
It's going to walk away with the 5 mil.
I think, pull through.
I think they got the funds to do it.
There are people who are, man, really excited about the other Kickstarter going on right now, the ukulele one, the Banjo-Kazooie follow-up thing.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of people really excited about that, and it's nowhere near the amount that Bloodstained got. And I keep reading online these people going, how could it have that much more than ukulele? I feel like there is not nearly the fucking demand for that as there is a new Castlevania-style game from the guy who created it.
Just that sentence, knowing nothing about the game themselves. Why is Bloodstained getting way more money than ukulele?
Yeah, no shit. Even if you know nothing about
nothing
it.
Nothing else is like, oh, well, it's pretty clear.
But
can
I know
they not
so
call
many people,
it Banjo-Kazooie 3?
No, it's being made by the original team, but they're not with
not
Rare.
Not under Rare.
Yeah. Right. It's the same kind of deal. But I know so many people in the past year that have played through Symphony of the Night again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, to me, it's like, that's not even, there's no contest.
Yeah.
What are the? I mean, they must have met every stretch goal and then had to make some new ones up.
Ukulele too. Honestly, this is just Derek Acosta's opinion. I can't speak for the rest of the group here.
Sure.
That looks like a game that I would have really enjoyed when I was 10 years old.
Completely agree.
And by 15, I was over that kind of game.
Those 3D platformers have a special time in my life. I played on 64. I did play Banjo-Kazooie. Thought it was okay. You know, 3D Mario was, you know, there was a whole era full of those. And I enjoyed those. And yeah, by when I got to high school, done.
I grew up when stuff like Crash Bandicoot and Spyro the Dragon and stuff like that. Just those 3D platformers and Mario 64.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like that was the first genre of games that I outgrew. So I'm really surprised that there is so much rabid support for ukulele.
Yeah. So what I will say, though, is, I still overall am maybe over that, but I will say there aren't really any games like that being made right now. So I do think there is a certain special place, you know, in terms of just no big publishers making that. So I still think there's a place for the Kickstarter, and I'm glad they're doing it. But I do think there's a level, you know, people try to talk to me about it like it's the new Star Wars, and I'm like, no, I'm not that interested. I'll check it out when it comes out. But I largely agree.
Wow, now you're addicted. Just one puff.
Uh-oh.
Just one puff. Stop.
I only got two left. I'm damn, dude. I've been trying to cut back.
Well, this guy didn't eat anything today, so candy cigarettes are cheaper than food.
That's a good point. It's a really good point.
Damn.
Ukulele. It's a big week for video games. E3 is coming up.
Well, real quick about the video.
We
want to say, real quick.
Yeah.
The behind-the-scenes video we put out, behind-the-scenes of a video we filmed with Iga. You got to see some footage of us working with it. There's some footage in the video of the moment he started his Kickstarter, which I have to say, that was really exciting to be there when that was happening, because
$5 million were raised.
Filming with him the day before, and it was fun, but it was really up in the air as to, are people going to care? I mean, they knew there was interest, but did anybody care? And we were talking with his translator that was with him.
Ben.
Yeah, Ben Judd was with him, and they just kind of talked about, you know, it just doesn't seem like any publisher or whatever wants to put a game like this out. And I just hope it does well, because I just feel like so many people want to play this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there really was an element of, I hope this works, you know, like, and to be there the next morning when, I mean, you see it in the video, him hovering over the button to start the Kickstarter, 3, 2, 1, and then they had a 404 error, but they did it again. and then they did it again, and it went up, and immediately they met their goal in like 2 hours. That was really special, and it was seriously, it was such a day of like, you saw this guy who was kind of just quietly, Iga was just kind of quietly there all weekend, to see suddenly the whole world turn eyes on him and just praise him like that was really like neat to see. You know, it was like to see someone undergo all that. And when we were done, I think I said this before, but when we were done, he hugged me and Derek. Like, he was really like overwhelmed by the whole thing.
Yeah.
He had a success on his hands. Yeah. His translator was like, I've never seen him hug anybody.
That's got to be the first. That's got to be a scary thing to actually go through with. Like, okay, I've set out this plan that I'm going to crowdfund something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look dumb if it doesn't fucking fund. Yeah. And to have it happen in 2 hours, you reach your goal.
Yeah.
It's got to be such a relief. Of how many months did he plan this? How much effort went into creating even the idea of let's try to crowdfund this game?
Yeah. I read an article this week, and I wish I had reviewed it before the podcast started so I could be more up to date on the details, but the basis of the article was basically now the government is stepping in on Kickstarters that don't fulfill their goals. If they're, like, super big. Because there have been a couple instances where people raised a significant amount of money and then completely just vanished.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
And
yeah,
pay taxes. Yeah, and so the government is saying, like, no, you can't do that. And I can't remember the case of this article, but whoever it was basically, you know, they got like a couple $100,000 and then used that money to move themselves to San Francisco and pay like personal bills and try to get their business up and running, and it never happened, let alone the product never came out.
That's kind of a fraud.
Yeah, so the government's like, okay, well, you need to pay like 90% of that money back, and you are no longer allowed to crowdsource anything ever again.
Oh, restrictions on crowdsourcing.
Yeah, so in a way, it's kind of like it sucks that so many of these shysters fucked up crowdfunding to the point where now there's
the government stepping in.
Yeah, stepping in. It's like,
I don't want. That sounds scary to say the government stepping in.
But at the same time, it is kind of like, well, I guess this means, you know, you can contribute to Kickstarters now with a little bit more faith, knowing they're not, they can't just up and run away.
That's always been my hesitation with participating in crowdfunding. I've never done it because the fundamental trust isn't there for me yet.
Yeah. I've done a few, but they were just, hey, pay this amount and we're going to make it for you and you'll get that. Mm-hmm. Like direct. I funded a wallet company.
You had your wallet. But what if they didn't get the things made and skipped town?
Oh, sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there is that risk.
That's what happened when I donated to Haiti.
Yeah, well, because that's just a whole other thing.
This article is coming out. I saw that. Yeah, about how the Red Cross took that money and basically didn't
do
anything
with
it. Did
they build, what, 4 houses?
6 houses.
6 houses?
Yeah.
They got millions and millions.
They promised this neighborhood that they were going to redevelop the whole neighborhood and then release this pamphlet being like, yeah, so the project is a success and we're pulling out. And NPR took that pamphlet to the actual neighborhood, and everybody there was like almost like broken down to tears. Like, what?
I bet Wyclef Jean's like pissed.
They're not coming. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, Kickstarter's much like the Red Cross.
Did you ever hear about what was it? What was the big thing in the '80s with all the artists singing?
Live Aid.
Yeah.
We Are the World.
Yeah. If you ever read up on the We Are the World thing and all the money they were raising, it's hilarious that zero of it went to where it was supposed to because they tried to get it into the country and they faced problems getting in, so they went, fuck it. Go read about that. You will have a great time reading about
that. Like a good
it's the
read.
Saddest thing you've ever read.
When too many people get involved in something, it just seems to inevitably get doomed. Yeah. At least to a certain percentage.
Well, it just seems like whenever there's this mentality of, no, we're just going to raise a bunch of money right now and then we'll figure out the rest later. It's like, that never works out.
Exactly. And so the Kickstarters that I funded had a direct plan for, hey, here's a breakdown of what your wallet will cost to make.
Yeah.
So for this, you will get a wallet.
That was cool that you got.
Yeah. And so, it was all the proof that I needed that I felt safe with right there. It wasn't asking for $1,000 or anything.
I think,
so I did that.
There hasn't been the thing for me that has, made me sign up, build an account, and break that,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was that for a lot of people. It was that for Bloodstain.
For Bloodstain.
So now that they've met all these goals, it is coming to every platform. I mean, down to Vita, Wii U, everything. It's, you know, PS4, obviously, wow. Xbox One, all that.
Well, they they surpassed their goal by 10 times the amount they were asking.
Yeah, so that was inevitable.
I mean, they added a whole nother zero to the end of their budget.
That's awesome.
So anyway, so that was really, really cool. But anyway, so you could see some of that footage in the behind-the-scenes video we put up. You'll also see, people are asking me for this, at the end of the video, the haunted footage that we talked about last week.
Eric, do you have the video for the haunting stuff?
I don't.
Come on.
That's supposed to say, is it haunted?
Is it haunted? Sean,
is
that?
Make it say, is it haunted?
I made it. You have the assets.
Replace all those pictures with people dressed up as ghosts.
Yeah.
Can you update the is it haunted?
I haven't even made it.
Well,
get a lot of work ahead of you.
Well, put the
last week I made is it spooky? That's what you told me to make.
You shouldn't have used that.
That's what you told me to make.
This is different. This is haunted.
Poor choice of words.
Yeah, is it haunted? And people dressed up as ghosts should be the pictures.
Anyway, so yeah, watch that haunted footage. By the way, the editing style that I used of the haunted footage is there's been a YouTube channel I've been obsessed with lately. I can't remember the name of it, but I'll link to it or I'll show it. I'll favorite some of the videos on our YouTube channel.
Isn't it like Elves and Leprechauns?
There's a YouTube channel. I think it's called Amazing Mystery Videos.
It's not Space Boudin.
Something like that. Space Boudin? No, it's not Space fucking Boudin. But anyway, it's a YouTube channel that is just someone posting videos like Leprechaun caught on tape, Unicorn caught on tape. And it's all this misspelled papyrus font text. Unicorns, do you believe? Watch this footage. And then you watch it. Now watch it again. And then it'll play again. Tell me your opinion. Subscribe and come back.
Subscribe.
And so anyway, so I was a little tribute to that style.
He showed me that before I watched the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the one he showed me was like of a goblin.
Goblin. Caught on
a goblin. Goblin. But it was the footage of the goblin, which obviously whatever. Then slow motion.
Obviously whatever.
It's a little thing, a puppet on a string, and then the kids run by and they pull the thing and it flies away.
The video I saw was one frame every 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
And it was probably filmed off of a first generation Nokia camera phone. Like, oh, okay. I can't even understand or wrap my brain around how you could get
the file
footage this low quality.
Yeah.
And it was
somebody filming a tree late at night. Like I said, one frame every 2 seconds. So it's like
yeah, you can't see shit.
And then like a little goblin comes stepping out from behind the tree.
It works. The suspense. I'm
but then
scared.
But then he goes back behind the tree, and it's like, make up your own mind of what that was. What seeing is believing.
Give me your opinion. Subscribe and come back. Subscribe.
The one that the Rocco showed me was it was that goblin thing. Then slow mo of that. Then zoomed up slow mo of that. And then says, now let's watch that again. And it was the same three things again.
Yeah, yeah. All over again.
I've watched videos like this, but they're all about like pyramids and ancient aliens and the Anunnaki coming down.
Watch the channel. It is, someone in the chat confirmed, Amazing Mystery Videos. Look up that channel. And one of the videos we were talking about a minute ago was called Gnomes Do You Believe?
Gnomes Do You Believe?
So look that up and you'll see those.
Hey, I want to tell you guys to look up. I went and I watched our Iga behind the scenes video came out.
Sure.
But last week we released the official Bloodstained video. And I was perusing the comments today. I like to peruse the YouTube comments on Mega 64 videos. Most of the time they're bad and stupid, but sometimes you get a really interesting discussion, and there is the deepest philosophical discussion about whether we are still funny.
Oh, wow.
And whether we still enjoy each other's company on the podcast. And there are people arguing back and forth their observations and analysis of us.
I love reading that stuff.
Over the past decade, and some people are saying it's clear that we still enjoy making videos, that we are still friends with each other. And then people outright, no, you are wrong.
They know.
It is clear that they do not like making videos and that they hate each other.
They know
but it gets to this nature of, but then again, can we really blame them? I mean, we're getting older and they're getting older. Can we expect the videos to retain the same charm that they had way back when? Is it that the videos are becoming less charming? I mean, shouldn't we expect that their camera and their technique would get better? And then other people, yeah, the technique is better, but I feel like the energy has been gone. Maybe it does have to do with the cynical nature of aging. It becomes such
a philosophical debate.
It is like paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs about Mega 64 getting older. Are we still funny? Do we still enjoy making videos? It's awesome. Check that out. That is in the comments section of our Bloodstained Kickstarter
and
video.
I'm not going to tell you who's right and who's wrong.
Maybe they're all right. Maybe.
No. There's someone who's right.
There's someone who's got it definitely right. Yeah. I got to check it out.
What's your opinion? Subscribe and come back and tell me.
Anyways.
I
there's people quoting Rocco, and I'm almost positive it's stuff you haven't said.
Okay. Nice. Like what? Do you know?
Yeah, just talking about like the nature of our videos and how people have like toxic like attitudes towards our video. Unless that is something toxic. You did say.
I think there was a quote from me where I talked about, you know, people, you know, there's always the feedback of like, why don't you do this kind of video versus this kind of thing, or why don't you? And I think I said something along the lines of, what was it? It was like,
well, they probably have the quote in there. People are debating whether you actually said it or not.
Yeah, wow. I think I read that, and some of it sounded like me, and others I was like, did I say that? I don't know.
Anyways, it was fascinating for me to read.
CNN will have highlights on.
There is no other. I just love that. There's no. I'm being totally real right now. Uh-oh. There's no job I would rather have than my own right now.
Yeah.
And I love that people out there debate whether I hate it or not. He just shows up for the paycheck as he has to listen to the words of Mr. Chatfield, which he has grown tired of over the decades.
Oh,
and the words
tired.
Of Acosta, which who he hates and puts on a mask to reveal who he is, and which is a Derek hater.
Yeah, and there were all these comments breaking down our process of making videos, which is like,
I can't wait.
It was like, who scripted this? I would like to know who wrote this, because it does not seem like this was scripted. Yeah. And other people would be like, they don't script anything. And then other people would be like, that is not true. Rocco scripts and directs everything, and the other guys are the ones who don't script anything. And back and forth. And
I've written probably two scripts in my entire life.
All the experts are out there on our Bloodstained Kickstarter video.
Yeah.
In the comments section.
Yeah.
I love the comments section of everything. Everywhere I go on the internet, I check the comments.
I've been
tuning into our Reddit lately.
Yeah, I like the comments.
People
too.
Say don't check the comments as like a rule of thumb.
No, I don't.
Rule of thumb, check the comments.
Oh, check the comments. I've said this before. I've said it before, and I stand by this. This is my belief.
Don't let them affect you. Laugh at them, but check them.
I've said this. I posted it on Twitter, and it was retweeted like 10,000 times.
Whoa. That's a lot of times.
Whoa.
More than me.
Because, and the only reason that is because Rooster Teeth retweeted it.
Thank you. Know the difference.
Read the comments and know the difference between legit and garbage. If you don't take it all to heart, but you can tell the difference when you read comments when someone is legitimately going, well, this and this, but this didn't work, and da 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 da. They will articulate it in a way that sounds like they're serious. When someone posts that this isn't good because Rocco is fat and it's almost spelled, that's not a real. Why would you value that at all?
But like, that's hilarious.
So that's garbage. Oh, and then I'll laugh. Yeah, exactly. So laugh at that.
Yeah.
But know the difference and take it all in and deduce for yourself what you should do next.
There also have been times where I maybe do think it's kind of real and take it seriously, and then I read their username.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well, this is from Poops McGee, so I don't care anymore.
Yeah, you go to their YouTube account, and it's all footage of girls' butts out in public. And you go, you're garbage. I don't have to listen to you. Okay, you know. Take it for what it is.
Check out our comment section. It's always good. Contribute a comment. While you're there, leave a comment. What do you think?
And let's not forget, in the wise words of our friend Frank Howley, if they have a pony icon next to the name, you don't have to read it all.
Then you just skip right over.
That's Pinkie Pie.
Oh, go to the next.
You know what? I have a YouTube clip of the week that I want to recommend, but it's a special recommendation because I don't know the name of the video. I don't know the channel.
That's pretty special.
Yeah. I don't know the channel.
So it's a scavenger hunt, guys.
It is a scavenger hunt. But look up this video. It's not the funniest thing in the world, but I got a kick out of it. There's a guy out there who did a parody of that pre-roll that you fucking can't get away from now. So he's in his garage filming himself. Check it out.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Just got a new Honda Civic. But you know what I like more than my new Honda Civic? Bullshit. That's why I got two shelves for all the shit I got. Look at these shelves I got. But you know what I like more than shelves? Advice. That's why I got good at. He just goes through that.
Yeah, that was great.
That pre-roll of that motivational speaker is like just got the new Lamborghini.
Yeah, have you guys seen that pre-roll?
No,
pre-roll?
I
there's
have
a pre-roll.
You haven't been on YouTube recently.
No. I always think it's a joke when it comes up, but it's a pre-roll of a guy going. Guys, he's got a new Lamborghini.
You know he has another
right
one out?
There.
Have you seen the new one?
No.
So now there's a new one. It's the same video, but there's a red car next to the Lamborghini.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, yo, you want to know how to get a Maserati? Here's my advice. Or whatever the car is.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
That pre-roll is inescapable, so I thought this video was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was funny. I cannot remember where it came from, but I
there's some, if it's out there. There's some pre-roll that I keep having to watch when I tune into Hulu videos. Mm-hmm. And it's some fucking guy selling McDonald's. He's from some TV show, but he shakes his head around while he talks about it. Oh, that would be just darn sad if you didn't get one of these double fucking chickens.
It's nothing and, Hamburglar is.
Dude, no, it's, but it's, I know what you mean. Like, it tears at your fucking soul that you have to see it so many times in a row.
Hey, for
every
me,
time you load a YouTube video, it's always that same
hey,
one.
Hey, I think we should organize, just on that note, this is unrelated to those two pre-rolls. Can we all.
Diversity. Please.
Can we all. Agree not to use Geico until they end the
yeah.
Until
oh my god.
They end their fucking ad
campaign.
You can't
skip their ad because it's already over.
It's not. It's not over. It's
that
not,
makes
not
me so
even
mad.
Over. It's not cute. It's not funny.
It's not over.
That one's bad.
They're lying.
But even worse is today could be your day to save. And it's like it's not fucking charming. You're making me want to kill myself.
Folk music is big right now.
Let's just all quit, guys.
Hey, any commercial with the fucking ukulele in it, off.
Done.
I won't listen.
You don't know what you're talking
about. But I was going to say, Geico always says this. 15 minutes could save you 15% on your car insurance. Oh, only 15 minutes. How many fucking hours of my life have been spent on your fucking pre-roll ads?
It's true.
Save me. Yeah. Show me a 15-minute ad once so I can be free.
Show me a 20-minute ad.
You're looking at it wrong.
I'll go see the Geico movie. Just don't let me see it again.
If everyone would just submit and get Geico insurance, we'd all have it. They wouldn't need to advertise anymore.
That's the fucked up thing to keep going.
Because I'm into flow over
Eastwood Insurance.
I know you are.
Eastwood Insurance is the best.
I go with those.
Dashers, Dashers.
For the best car insurance rate, get 1-800-GENERAL now!
I'm changing. Forget Eastwood. Me and Rocco, we're going to sign off on Dashers Insurance.
And I'm going to go with the Legal Tiger, not for insurance, but just because I like the tiger.
I'm curious if other people out there.
This is all local television references.
Yeah, if this is just SoCal.
No, it's got to be everywhere.
There, we had an auto insurance place here that the commercial would go, Dashers, Dashers. Dashers, Dashers.
Hey, did you guys know that is Dashers?
No.
But they're so young.
Yeah.
What about.
Dashers was just us.
All right, so welcome.
Confusing the audience.
This is the number one San Diego local insurance commercial podcast on the internet. You guys remember The General?
Yes, I was just saying that. General.
For the best car insurance rates in town, call 1-800-GENERAL now.
He doesn't listen to the things you say.
No, I know.
He doesn't listen to any of it.
So, The General, that was a hilarious one.
A good bit.
I saw Jurassic Park 4.
Did you?
No,
I didn't. Hey, that movie made a lot of money.
Fuck yeah, it did.
What happened?
Boredom.
That surprised me. Kevin, did you see it?
Nope.
Okay. Well, if Kevin didn't see it, then I guess no one saw it.
I saw it.
Oh, you did?
I saw it.
Was it good?
It was good. I had fun.
Okay, well, there you go. I just can't believe how much fucking money it made.
Yeah, it's made more money than anything else this year.
It could be the biggest opening of all time.
I haven't heard anything good about it that wasn't. Yeah, that was good. That's good.
And then any
further I've heard about it was, they referenced the first one. All right.
There's references to all of the movies in there, I think.
So really I was saying this before the podcast started, but I had a long conversation. Wasn't an argument because I wasn't arguing, but I was laughing on the inside. Somebody was describing to me the difference between Jurassic Park 3 and Jurassic World. And they said their favorite part of Jurassic Park 3 was that there was a crazy dinosaur that was five times bigger than the T-Rex and could swim. And they'd never seen this crazy dinosaur before, and it was the first time they'd ever seen it, and he goes on a fucking rampage.
Yeah.
And then
that's
I thought...
Jurassic Park 3?
That's Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah, that's in 3.
So I was like, so isn't that the plot of Jurassic Park 4? And they were like, no! Because in Jurassic Park 3... it is a dinosaur that they've never discovered before. But in Jurassic Park 4, it is a dinosaur that they genetically engineer.
So, different. That is, different movie. So,
I don't remember. Different movie. I saw Jurassic Park 3 maybe once on, like, television. I don't remember much other than it was the first time they were, like, pterodactyls attacking people.
Yeah.
And that was
from the original book.
Oh, really?
The original Jurassic Park. I remember being a kid. I read the book before the movie.
Really?
That was a long-ass book, and I tried, and I got through it. And that was the one thing. I enjoyed the original Jurassic Park, but when I left, that was the one thing as a kid. I was like, oh, they didn't go down the river with all the pterodactyls. That part was scary in the book. Mm-hmm. So they did it in 3.
They are the chat. Thank goodness for our chat. They are really smart. They are explaining Jurassic World is a tribute.
It's a tribute to
JP3.
I enjoyed the tribute with going into it. Haven't seen that trailer they just shoved down our throat before every other movie. They showed the Jurassic Park 3 or 4
Jurassic World
trailer a shit ton during like almost every movie couple months. Mm. So I definitely knew the entire plot of the film that I was going to go see. But I really didn't have a lot of reservations, just like, let's just see what's in store. And a theory I had going in, just based on shit they weren't showing in the trailers, was something that kind of happened for me in the theater. So I had fun watching it.
Lay it on us. Right. What happened?
It's too early to spoil anything. I went into the theater kind of having some ideas of like, I have a idea of where this is going to go, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Can we make it? I feel like most times we see the movies and the weekends they come out, and we can't talk about them on the podcast.
Well, out of courtesy.
Sure. Let's make a statement now that when Star Wars comes out, that's gone. Like, go see Star Wars that weekend. Yeah. Or we'll spoil it for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Talk about it.
I ain't holding back.
At length on the podcast that week.
I was going to say, though, back to the Jurassic Park 3 and 4 thing. The giant dinosaur situation. Mm-hmm. My other thing is that Jurassic Park 3 had one of the dumbest things as part of the story, which is this communication with dinosaurs. Like, the raptors are fucking talking I just remember thinking, what a bad idea to get involved in that fucking scenario. And then we have this one coming out, and it's, yeah, he, like, talks to the raptors. He, like, communicates to the... Can we not get away from the plot of we're talking with the dinosaur? I don't want to talk with the dinosaurs.
The way they, I think, like, write this story and tell it all from start to finish is well done. Like, the story is well written that it guides the viewer along and gives them all the little pieces and hints to make the story make sense. And I think it doesn't... The raptors working with the main character, I wasn't, like, distracted as this is unbelievable when he's...
Oh, yeah. It's not a matter of being unbelievable because there's already dinosaurs.
I just
don't like that concept. I don't care about that concept.
The way it fits in to this story, they give a lot of background to why they work with raptors in this whole project.
Finally.
Why they work with raptors.
Whoa, did I just pop one? Uh-oh.
Are you guys, like, shitting on me because I like the movie?
No, I'm shitting on the movie.
But you haven't seen it.
I know. Yeah, I'm not going to see it.
Yeah.
Fair. Enough said.
Garrett,
you know what? Okay, let me tell you a story. The movie. I think I can relate to your frustrations, Garrett, and let me relate a little bit.
Okay.
I used to watch a lot of movies with my dad.
Yeah.
And I would always get so pissed off because I'd be really enjoying a movie, and in the middle of it, he would just get up and walk out of the room and go do something else. And I'd be like, "Hey, we're watching fucking Jumanji together.
Yeah.
Why are you leaving?" And he would always say, I can tell within 20 minutes of a movie whether it's going to suck or not, I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how this movie's going to end. Maybe it'll get fucking cool. You don't know. And as I grew up, I realized what he meant. And I think I got that power for myself.
He has a power.
It's an ability.
His X-Men ability.
This is my mutation. Yeah. Except I am stronger than my father. I don't even need the first 20 minutes of the movie. I can watch the trailer.
And
I can just know if this movie's going to do it for me or not.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm pleasantly surprised. Sometimes I'm, you know, disappointed. I think a movie would be great and it sucks, but...
Yeah.
I can watch the trailer and realize I don't want to buy this thing. But I'll go if I want to go... If I feel like going to see a blockbuster in the theater,
yeah.
Jurassic World's gonna be fucking huge. Everyone's gonna be talking about it. I wanted to go check it out.
Yeah, and I get that's frustrating because
I'm not talking crap on you.
Oh yeah, no, I don't. I'm not saying
I know that movie's not going to be up my alley.
I didn't mean to be defensive. I just did want to point out.
Yeah.
You guys didn't see it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
No, we didn't see it.
And I used to get shit a lot for watching a movie called Stranger Than Fiction, but no one else had saw it.
Oh, I saw Stranger Than Fiction. In fact, I saw it before you, and I recommended you didn't go see it. You still came back saying it was your favorite movie.
Why didn't you listen?
I never said it.
This thing isn't winning any, like...
And you loved it, of course.
This thing is not winning any awards, but it was... I think if you could just... In, just want to have fun watching what they're doing with Jurassic Park, it would be a good movie.
I just want to check out, not watch this fucking deep movie, and just sit there and just... I don't want to think, just go.
There were
and
good
that
shots.
Movie's great for that.
There were, like, traditional film, like, Spielberg-like shots in this. There was stuff that was appreciated from a filmmaking standpoint for me, even. It was not as bad as it looks from these trailers.
All right.
It's definitely a studio cashing in on a fucking ton of nostalgia.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But that's all that's going to be coming
out. Are you
going to
see the new Terminator when it comes out?
I will go see the new Terminator when it comes out.
That's another movie I will not be seeing.
That last trailer was like 7 hours of plot in a 30-second container.
That's the thing that sucks is
that
it's
trailer
all
was like that me. Trailer was like, oh my god. Interesting though, I will say, because I will not see that either. But James Cameron has seen it, and there was an interview with him.
Oh really?
And he was blunt about the last ones. He was like, yeah, no, this is not interesting to me, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
He liked the new one.
Oh, really?
He actually talked really highly of it.
I liked four.
He said, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here that like are kind of twists and things that I thought would be cool to do if I ever did more Terminator, but I never did. But I really liked it. But he bashed the trailer. He was like, I mean, if you don't know the story now, you haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, John Connor,
you know,
the guy with all the shit on his face is evil? Oh, yeah. Let's just show it right off the fucking bat. Yeah, they...
So that's just interesting.
They spoil the whole movie. That's the problem. My favorite thing now is honestly, and with that horror movie, It Follows, I went to the theater not having heard about the film, just saying there's a new horror film, it's American-made, it's getting good stuff, people are saying good things. I went and saw it, and I fucking loved it, because I didn't know anything, and I found it all out in my seat. It's going to suck going to see... I mean, it'll be cool, hopefully, seeing Terminator, but it's going to suck knowing that, yes, every character that gets introduced on the screen, I already know who they are and what their fucking role is in this story.
Yeah, you have to kind of be careful with trailers and stuff, but, like, that last Star Wars trailer that came out, like, floored me.
Yeah.
I won't watch another one. If they put out more Star Wars trailers,
you don't want to watch
it's going to be hard, but
it's
going to
be hard, but...
I'll watch them.
I might try to stick with you on that. That would be a fun exercise.
I just feel like this is the first time.
It's going to be a challenge.
What occurred to me is this is the first time. This is the first time I'm going into a Star Wars movie with no idea what it's about.
Yeah.
Ever. That's never happened since the first one.
Yeah.
And I mean, I wasn't alive for that. I'm at the point where I know enough. I've like seen enough. Okay. I'm ready to see it.
Would you guys say Jurassic Park, the original film, is a pretty high standard for you guys as far as like a beloved film?
I love it. Yeah.
The first one?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I can see where the hesitation comes from because I don't have a real connection with Jurassic Park. It came out when I was a kid and I saw it, but it was just like.
Eric and I just watched the first Jurassic Park two weeks ago.
I'm pretty sure that we watched it in our hotel room.
Yeah.
And Rocco and Sean
we
watched
were watching
it
in
the exact same time.
Yeah, because he called you and then you watched it. Oh, well, let's go to the one room and watch it.
Yeah.
Well, because
I didn't...
And you know what? There was so much... Eric and I just kept praising the subtlety of that movie.
Yeah, God.
And I feel like that's the thing that we are definitely getting promised is not in the new movie.
It is not.
No subtlety.
No, it's not subtle. It's an action movie.
Yeah.
Straight up, I mean, they get to the fucking action, and it's action. But
action movies can have subtlety, and I think that's what makes them good. And if they don't, I don't want to see them.
I think my original point, though, bringing that up is, like, I refuse to go see the Evil Dead reboot. And I don't have any interest in seeing
that.
Yeah, because that's really
bad.
Because
that, for
me,
I wouldn't
care.
That's a good example.
Because it's already done. It's already been made.
And that's something that the original holds weight for me.
Yeah.
So I have no interest in seeing how they fuck
it up. All right, let's switch gears real quick. I want to keep talking about movies, but they just announced that there's a potential remake of Big Trouble in Little China starring The Rock. How do you feel about that?
This is another one that I don't like when they remake films that are beloved from my childhood. So,
I've never seen it. Don't care.
I feel the same way.
That's how I feel. I love The Rock. I love Big Trouble in Little China. I don't want to see Big Trouble in Little China starring The Rock.
I agree.
And I feel like he's not, even if they were to remake Big Trouble in Little China and there's no way to stop that, I feel like, I love The Rock, but he is not right for that role. He's just not.
It seems like it would be such a different movie. Don't call it Big Trouble in Little China.
I mean, does John Carpenter have anything to do with it?
I saw an interview today with John Carpenter, and he says he has not been contacted to be involved in it. The Rock has said he would like to get John Carpenter involved
In it. Yeah, because I was going to say, I read a thing with The Rock where he said they were.
They would like to get John Carpenter involved in it. John Carpenter says he has not yet been contacted. He says he has nothing against a remake because he didn't write the original. He only directed it. So he says, you know, no harm, no foul. That's not really my baby. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's not crazy about a remake. But at the same time, he does like The Rock. And he says he thinks The Rock can do action with a sense of humor that may work for a remake. So he was very on the fence. It sounded like his opinion was, don't make this unless you're going to pay me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Jack Burton was an everyday Joe truck driver, not a hulking
he's kind of
muscle head.
He's a loudmouth redneck, and I just watched the original.
Jack Burton is John Wayne. It's Kurt Russell pretending to be John Wayne. But,
and they do drugs to get their superpowers.
But you know what? But you know what? I just watched Big Trouble in Little China yesterday because I was in the mood. And I realized watching it, Jack Burton, that whole movie, he's never involved in a fist fight. Every time a fist fight occurs, there's all these really good martial artists. And when you think about it, it's like, okay, if somebody was trained in martial arts for their whole life, they would destroy some American truck driver. But he's always like, he tries to get his knife out of his boot and it flies away and he runs to go get it and he comes back, ha! And the fight is over.
Yeah.
Or he has a gun and the fight starts. He's like, all right, let's get it started. And he shoots the roof and rocks hit him and knock him out. And by the time he gets back up, the fight is over.
Yeah.
So I realized, I was like, Jack Burton is hilarious, but never actually gets involved in the fist fighting. But he is a badass, but he's more of a smarmy swashbuckler than like a skilled fighter. And I feel like, so is The Rock going to be like getting really goofy and avoiding these fist fights? I feel like, are they going to have the same charm as the same movie?
No, but I mean, I think it would be, it sucks because when you have remakes, you want it to be so similar to what you loved before.
I just don't want them to remake it.
But that's how I feel, is that it's not going to be the same movie. And if it was the exact same movie, then why remake it? But then that just begs the question, why remake it at all to begin with?
Hey, I still stand by what Derek said a long time ago that I agree with. Remake shitty movies. Do them better.
Yeah,
do
them
better.
Well, no money. That movie made, like, no money.
Yeah. But it's a beloved cult classic.
It is a cult classic.
But, like, The Thing remake? Oh, my God.
It was a prequel.
Oh my God! No, no, no!
The original thing.
John Carpenter.
Oh, you're right.
A remake of a '50s movie that sucks.
No, I know it was black and white, and it was just a dude.
Yeah,
they re-released it in color. You can watch it.
Really?
You can watch the original thing in color on YouTube for free, and it's kind of interesting because the title sequence from The Thing, how it burns in.
Yeah.
They do the exact same thing in the '50s version, so it's like, This is where it came from. But then,
it's a totally different
The Apes version's
film.
Way better.
I remember when they were talking about the recent Planet of the Apes movies. Not the last one that came out, but the one before it with James Franco in it. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes? I get them mixed up all the
time. Whatever, the James Franco one.
But either way, that spawned as a remake of, hey, we want to redo Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. Conquest of the Planet of the Apes was in the 70s, and it was how the apes came to take over. And it had no budget, and they basically shot it in the parking lot behind Fox. And it's got good intention, but it isn't executed very well. And I love the old Apes movies, but that's the one, when you get to that, it's like, this is losing it.
Low budget.
And it's a remake of that, and that Rise of the Planet of the Apes is a really good movie. That, you know, it was actually a really entertaining, fun movie. Remake more shit, not gold. There you go.
Which was the one where they were riding on horseback with... Koba.
That was the last one, Dawn of the
Koba.
I was talking about that movie to people today.
Really?
So,
you loved
Trash. You know what? That movie has gone around the world of, I hated it so much to the talking shit about it became so enjoyable, I'm actually glad I saw it.
Yeah.
Because I have so much fun ripping that movie apart. just talking to people about, so it's about a human army can't stop a dual wielding gorilla on a horse.
You know,
in slow motion.
That movie's really funny too, because I really enjoyed seeing all of that chaos as I was watching it. But then it was over. I just felt like hollow. It was like we didn't really accomplish anything. Monkeys shot guns. The humans still aren't dead.
How did the monkeys get the guns to begin with? Well, the two humans who were put in charge of guarding the guns against the monkeys thought it was really funny when a monkey waltzed in and picked up a machine gun. They just thought it was funny. Their only job was to protect the guns, and when a monkey got the guns, they started laughing.
But I stand by that movie might have gone up a notch, or I might have walked away with an appreciation if it ended the way it should have, and humanity was completely eradicated for if humans were nuked forever at the end of that movie, and it was like, well, there's not one left. I might have had a little more sympathy for, wow, all that fucking shit ended humanity, you know. And instead, it was just, all right, the monkeys just shot us, so we're gonna hide. We're gonna be back though. So will the monkeys still have guns then? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We'll be back. You know, it just was like, yeah, wet popcorn fart of an ending.
Anyway, I love talking about
popcorn
it.
Popcorn fart.
Anyway, well,
do you guys know that it's almost time for the podcast? We talked about video games. Not at all.
Well, oh, E3.
Shit.
It's on the list, but we didn't talk about it.
E3, real quick. E3 leaks have been out of control this week.
Leaks? I haven't heard about any of them.
E3 is this coming week.
Plug up those leaks.
And here's what has happened so far. The Ryu is now in Smash Brothers. There are a few new characters in Smash Brothers. Someone leaked footage and streamed playing as them or something.
Really?
Like, ahead of the announcement was today, and then the characters were made available today. You can get them today.
You can get Ryu on Smash Brothers today?
All available today. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
But, yesterday or the day before, people were streaming it.
Yeah.
And it was like, wait, what? Is that Ryu? What? So that got leaked out. Then there was, the funniest one was, I think, is it Bethesda that makes Dishonored?
Yes.
And they streamed, and it was, they accidentally streamed on their Twitch channel.
How?
Just audio, and in French, they're talking about Dishonored 2. Yeah, so show Dishonored 2 and da da da. And
then sweet Dishonored.
And then you hear, you have to look up this audio online. No. You have to look it up. There's people going, yeah, so, and then just show Dishonored 2 and this and this. And then you hear a guy go, guys, you're right by a mic that's feeding out to Twitch right now. And they go, ha ha, very funny. Anyway, so da 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 da. I'm not joking. What? What the fuck did you say? What?
That sounds like
God. Cut. You know, it's
oh
like,
God. That's awesome. That was on purpose.
That's it.
It wasn't.
No,
that's not.
No, you're gonna see the Funnier Die video where it was
a purposeful.
That'd be great.
Jimmy Kimmel.
It sounds like something
on
a personal channel.
Yeah, it went on for a lot. It went on for a long time. There was a lot of profanity.
Did they yell at Max?
Yeah,
there was a lot of glass.
Max,
breaking.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Max Zeshwi does Zana 2!
Speaking of Bethesda, the biggest thing in video game news, in my opinion, is Fallout 4, and that's a great jumping off point to remind everybody we have a wonderful Fallout 3 video that is available out there.
Hell yeah.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out. I think we're going to retweet it, resubmit it, do a little throwback Thursday edition of it this week, but I want to let you all know. You know what? I was reading the comments on it today, and there were comments on it. I've been following you guys for 10 years. How did I miss this? So I know there's hardcore fans out there who have not seen it. We do have a Fallout skit. Check it out. It's good. It's one of our better ones.
I think they are showing some of it right now, the game. But check out our video if you never saw that.
Yeah, so I don't really know what is going to be at E3, honestly. I don't know what Nintendo's
Sony.
Thank you.
I'll tell you right now.
They have video games.
I'll tell you right now.
Pickle.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now what will be
onions.
There. Absolutely.
Okay.
This will be out on Tuesday. When you see this go up, you'll know
Killer Beast
that I was right.
Oh, yeah.
The Last Guardian.
Last Guardian.
It will be there.
Yep, dude.
You'll know when it's coming out.
Yeah.
You're going to see it.
Hey, I was telling Rocco that we're going to be right one day. So we're going to keep saying
No, we're right. No,
I'm right,
right
every day.
No, we're right now.
No.
We're right now.
Okay.
Cut to Eric's face and see his reaction to the truth.
No.
Not coming out.
Hey, I'm going to...
Okay, everyone remember that reaction
Remember this dumb reaction. Remember that dumbass face.
Yeah. I want to see that Twitter, on Twitter, when they announce Last Guardian, I want to see that shot of Eric and just put...
I want to do a reaction.
Okay.
I want
to
do a reaction. All right, what am I reacting to?
Last Guardian.
Okay, ready, Derek? This is if they announce Last Guardian this year.
What? Okay, and if they don't announce it,
ready?
Yeah,
they didn't announce Last Guardian this year.
not? Okay, cut.
This is, wait, this is me if they announce it or if they don't. Either way. Ready?
Yeah.
Because if they don't, it's coming Christmas. They're just waiting.
Next year. I prayed to multiple gods just now for its release. So.
Nobody saw that.
That's fine, but
I saw it.
God saw it.
In my heart of heart, one of the multiple deities.
Me and God
it,
so. Got to see it, so we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, me and God are like this. Yeah. I have a shirt that says that.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Anyway.
I have a shirt that says God is my co-pilot.
Wow. I played Splatoon, finally.
Oh, yeah.
And I really liked that game, but I had... That was my favorite game of E3 last year.
Yeah,
I had
that was
the
a
most
lot of
fun playing that game, yeah. And I... was so excited to play that at home with the kids and the local multiplayer. Why do you fucking do that? Wait, what?
I can't fucking laugh. Sorry.
What was... Okay.
Something funny.
It was just a close-up on Sean, and then I had to cut wide.
I don't know what happened.
YouTube.
I don't know what happened. Anyways, I was really excited to play that with the kids, but that local multiplayer for that game is terrible.
It's one-on-one.
It's one-on-one.
It's like the worst... It's probably the worst multiplayer game I've seen... Local multiplayer game I've seen in a long... long time, and I had so much fun playing that with people at E3 that I just was floored that, like, it just fucking sucks.
Yeah, online is 8 people, and that's fantastic.
It is.
The fact that I can't really do that at home is weird, yeah, especially it's a Nintendo game. I don't know.
When I came over to your house, Rocco, you had an early version of it, and I played one-on-one.
Yeah.
Local multiplayer. That was the option, and... I've yet to do it on my own personal copy since I bought the game.
Yeah.
I have never done it. Because what's the fucking point? I don't know. Is anyone using... I mean, you played for a little while, and then did you guys go back to multiplayer?
Yeah.
The online
multiplayer. Yeah, we played one round each against each other. And
it
well,
was like, we need more than two
people. We had
people
waiting to play. So, like, fuck, I don't know what to do now. Like, I can't play this game with people in the house.
That's really weird.
Yeah, a really good game with short-sighted ancillary things.
If I like it overall, I just was really disappointed because I had so much fun at E3, and I am not having that same experience
at home. Nintendo used to be very focused on getting a lot of people in a room playing games together.
So that's why it's especially
it's
weird.
It's weird that it's so limited.
But now I'm hearing, too, I don't know. I like local, like, I play with people locally, and they were talking about Halo 5, and they, like, it's not going to have local co-op through the campaign, and
going
I'm like...
back in time?
Yeah, like, it's like, man, I think I've done that with every Halo game.
The consoles are getting more powerful, how are we not utilizing these
features? I think
features?
That because they're more powerful, they're taking longer to develop, so they go, what can we cut? I think that's what it is.
Things are getting worse.
Well, it's just the style of gameplay that we enjoy. This new generation doesn't enjoy it.
There's
as
a lot
much.
Of people who would play cooperative.
But I think about my 13-year-old cousin gets home from school, he puts on Call of Duty Zombies and plays multiplayer for 4 hours.
Doesn't have an option.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't have multiplayer. That's true. Yeah.
So, that's a little weird. But I don't know if the Halo thing is 100% true. That's just what I read.
Well, I heard the Funhouse guys leaked it.
Oh.
Oh. How do you spell that?
I don't know what it is.
Can someone please fill us in?
They announced the Oculus specs and when that's coming out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They did a keynote for that, and it comes with an Xbox One controller.
Nice.
Wow.
As the official controller of how to
Well,
they
Xbox
use.
Just did a partnership with Oculus officially.
Yeah, and... So does that mean, maybe I missed it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Is there going to be compatibility with the Oculus and the Xbox One?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but there are... You
I bet they're
going to
announce
you
that.
You can play some Xbox games on the Oculus, but it like Forza and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's not like virtual reality. It's just playing with like a very...
On a big screen,
against your face. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because Sony now has developed their own thing, Morpheus.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, you know, Oculus was previously a... private company kind of had Steam
Microsoft
as their backbone.
Microsoft had to do something because
Oculus.
What else has Xbox?
It's funny though.
Oculus
Steam
was
kind of
actually
the
invested
Oculus.
In by Facebook. They've had Facebook helping them.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Facebook, I think
but Oculus started and kind of still runs their own. I mean, they make their decisions. They're just Facebook decide what.
Well, they get their money in their back.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some.
They're attached to major companies.
So that's still funny.
It's interesting though. Switch problem. Or maybe they don't switch all. I'm sure Steam is going to be the number one used Oculus platform.
You can already get Oculus stuff on Steam.
That's what I'm thinking. That's the base development.
You know what? My opinion, because I played the Oculus at GDC this year, it is looking really good. And
that new high frame rate,
Sony. Yeah. I haven't played Sony's version of it, but I feel like Sony is kind of playing catch up. I haven't seen what they're doing.
It's equally.
It's just
as
good.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty.
Well, all I'm going to say is Oculus has it locked down. I mean,
sure.
Having played it, I feel very confident that I definitely want one, and it's going to be huge when it comes out.
Yeah. Well, it's just again, it's just gonna boil down to the Morpheus thing is a PlayStation thing. That's it. It's not going to work on anything else. So if you're only wanting to do PlayStation,
if
shit,
you're limited
get that.
To
but
games.
Otherwise, yeah. But otherwise, yeah, Oculus is going to be on all this open source stuff.
And that's,
you know, so it's just the same.
That's the cool thing that Oculus has going for it is more than games. Because I bet there's applications that people haven't even thought of that are going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, fucking, you're going to need
that's what's
Oculus
exciting about it is, yeah, people are going to make crazy shit for it since it's open source.
I think, versus Sony. I think Oculus is going to do better for movies than it is for video games.
Really?
I could see that.
I think 3D, fully immersive movies where you're in the scene, looking around at everything going on.
Yeah.
Because when I played it, all the stationary stuff was way more interesting to me. Being in a fictitious space and I could bend and look around corners, I felt like I was actually there. All the video game stuff, the big problem with the Oculus is motion. It causes motion sickness.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Video games where you have to move around, you can't just be running and gunning everywhere you look. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
So it really works better when you're in a stationary place, and I feel like that serves movies better where you just sit there and watch and just be in the room.
Yeah. Whenever I had a turn in the video game, I always closed my eyes because I would get sick if I had
it
open.
It's actually, it's not even a matter of turning that really affects people.
No, it's on
it's
the
moving
eyeballs.
Forward and turning.
Yeah.
That fucks you up.
It's because your body is not moving. But you feel like your body should be moving, and it makes you feel sick.
What I experienced was when, in real life, when I look left or right, my eyeballs are the only thing moving. I had to turn my head around, and that would make me disoriented.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It wasn't like you didn't have peripheral coming all the way back. I don't remember that being a problem with me.
No.
Maybe you played an older version of
it. I think, I did play the old. There's a new Oculus headset that has, like, improved frame rate and stuff.
Yeah, that's the one I played.
I played, like, the first. Yeah. Generation.
Okay, I played the latest one.
Oh, okay.
Badass. All
right.
The latest one.
I've heard
played,
that. It's
I think I
better.
Talked about it, but yeah, the Peter Jackson and Weta did Smaug dragon, like Hobbit. You go to Smaug's lair.
Yeah.
The room full of all the gold, and it was amazing. Like, I was in this endless vault filled with mountains of gold, and then all the gold started like
shaking
like an avalanche of gold as this huge dragon rose out of it, and I was like fucking looking at his scrote, like I was there. The thing was like
you were Frodo.
He was I was Frodo. Yeah, it was
or
scary,
sorry,
it
Bilbo.
Was a scary scrote. I've never seen a scrote so terrifying, and I've seen a couple.
there we go.
Anyway, we are at time. Are there any final words that anyone wants to share?
I cannot wait for The Last Guardian.
I just want to wish my best
wait
friend.
No longer. It'll be probably you'll probably see it by the time
when
it's
when
uploaded.
Is Sony's keynote.
I think it's Monday night.
So tomorrow is Microsoft and
Sony
and then Tuesday is Nintendo.
Tuesday morning is Nintendo. Yeah.
Okay, got it. I'm all up to date.
You're all probably aware that the Steam Summer Sale is going on right now. It's really good deals and some games. I picked up a game called Sir, You Are Being Hunted. I've been able to dabble with it for about 20 minutes. It's like a first-person survival game where you're in a... You're in, like, the English countryside, and there's a group of robots hunting you, and you have to escape.
Whoa.
It's interesting. I'm not the biggest survival horror fan. It's not really horror, but just survival games are kind of tough for me. But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
So, you know, my recommendation for the week, Sir, You Are Being Hunted. It's on sale right now. Check it out.
Cool. All right. Any final thoughts, Garrett?
I just wanted to say a happy birthday to one of my best friends, Sean.
Oh, thank you.
Chapel.
Yeah, that's right. His birthday is this
The day
this
the
week.
Podcast comes out!
Whoa!
When this gets uploaded,
wish Sean a happy
I
birthday.
Want every comment to be happy birthday.
When it gets uploaded, I'll be 31.
Oh,
what happened to me?
Gross.
Fuck, dude. I know.
It's all down
Sorry.
Here.
Sorry.
I want every comment on the video to be happy birthday.
Yeah.
Or if I was right about Last Guardian, put happy birthday, praise be to Rocco. Happy birthday, Sean, praise be to Rocco.
Okay.
You don't need to mention anybody else. Just
sure.
the, us two.
Sure.
Happy birthday, comma, congratulations, Rocco.
Hashtag ask for kisses.
Hashtag
ask for kisses. Ask Sean for kisses on his birthday.
Yeah.
Can I have a kiss?
Yeah, on my birthday.
On your birthday?
Ask Sean.
Yeah. Anyway, there you have it.
Regular Sean for Chris of kisses.
Hey, real quick, I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
You guys come on real quick.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I want to say these guys are here today.
Go behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
stand
sorry.
Behind.
It's like a minefield.
Yeah, get behind those.
Hey, these guys drove across the United States. They're here.
It's the Goldbergs.
Yeah, the Goldbergs, the Goldbergs here. Brother and sister. Hey, I wanted to say real fast. These guys, no joke, have supported us for so long. These guys have bought every piece of merchandise we've ever sold. And like eight of each.
That's look at that snapback.
They've true. Been at everything that we've done or whatever. Every, you know, like game days and stuff.
True.
I want to say thank you to them. They've been around for a long time, supported us for a long time. Thank you very much. They didn't like stumble into our warehouse. We knew they were coming.
They were invited.
Anyway,
invited guests.
I want to say thank you to you guys.
Yeah.
And just give a shout out. Uh-huh. Give a shouts out to them.
Shouts out.
Yeah, so they anyway. Were invited.
Oh,
Craig.
Oh, enemy. Oh, enemy.
Oh, enemy.
Anyway.
He goes.
That's all. That's my final.
You have to drink three of these before you can leave. All
right. Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm on one.
All right, well.
All right, well, enjoy you three this week, guys.
We're all about family, the Mega 64 community here at Mega 64. You're a part of the community. They're a part of the community. We're a part of the community.
This is community outreach.
So this is like that show community, but funnier, which is hard to do. But we do it week after week. We get no fucking praise.
No praise.
But we continue to make you laugh. So think about it.
Think about it.
Good night!